At the beginning of the night, we heard from one of the founding Nerdlogs members. We are now going to hear from the newest, although she's been in the group for 2 years, but, you know, that's a short amount of time in Nerdlogs time. In that time, she has written, or she wrote before, but she reproduced the wonderful show, Attend the Tale of Danny Tanner, a Full House musical. She's also DJ Tanner, currently enjoying a resurgence on Netflix. This is Katie Johnston-Smith.
Bill, true story, when I was a very religious Christian teen, one of my youth leaders told me that she thought Oprah might be the Antichrist.
Holy shit!
Yeah, that's real. That's very real. Cool. Yes, hi, I am Katie. And if you've spent any sort of time around me in like a business professional type setting, you are probably very aware that I have a musical theater degree because I more than likely yelled that fact at you after you asked me to solve a math problem. I graduated from Belmont University in 2009, and to save you the chore of performing any quick math in your head, I'm 30. I've been 30 for 1.5 weeks, and it's fine. It's fine. Happy birthday to me. Anyway, yeah, so I have a musical theater degree, but I'm not sure I am really what you would have previously called a musical theater person, because during the summer between my junior and senior years of high school, I attended this really great musical theater pre-college program at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and the program was filled with talented teens who had huge boners for contemporary Broadway shows like Thoroughly Modern Millie, starring Carnegie Mellon dropout Sutton Foster. And in this pre-YouTube era, I had really only been exposed to movie musicals and whichever classic musical my high school produced from year to year. So when we learned that Sutton Foster would be paying the pre-college program a visit, I was literally the only person who did not burst into tears while simultaneously coming in my pants. And I was probably also the only person who didn't ask Sutton Foster for her autograph, but looked up to her because she's very tall. And I was just like, hey. And she was like, hey. And that was it. So while attending college from 2005 to 2009, again, remember, that makes me 30. What shall henceforth be known as peak Jason Robert Brown season. Yes. I rectified the musical theater unexposure of my high school years by fully immersing myself in the culture. The work of composer and lyricist Jason Robert Brown quickly became my favorite thing to listen to, namely his two-person musical, The Last 5 Years. The Last 5 Years is a story filled with... Yeah, I'm not my girl. The Last 5 Years is a story filled with songs, both joyful and tragic, about the various stages of falling into and out of love. And the students of my musical theater program, and likely all musical theater programs, if we're being honest, loved to sing songs from that musical, mostly to prove to themselves and others that they could cry while singing. Many of my peers were excellent cry while singing performers, and I was merely okay. In order to both play to my strengths and have the honor of singing a song from The Last 5 Years, I made my first foray into the world of comedic songwriting. I wrote a parody song of Still Hurting from The Last 5 Years. In this song, I played a satirized version of a musical theater actor attempting to show off her cry singing abilities for an audition by using Still Hurting as her emotional vehicle. And I considered singing that song for you tonight, but luckily for you, I understand that it definitely sounds like I wrote it in college. Okay, so don't worry. And if you want to watch it, we live in an existing YouTube era now, so you can watch it on YouTube. In present day, I don't know if I would really call myself a musical theater person. I do love musicals, and I co-wrote a musical, Attend the Tale of Danny Tanner, a Full House musical. It is also on YouTube. And I think traditional musical structure is a fucking masterpiece, and I've been lucky enough to see Hamilton, and I also know who Sutton Foster is now. But I would say that it is not like a part of my very soul. These days, I mostly use my degree as a way to trick my coworkers into praising me for knowing how to use a VLOOKUP. Thank you.
Katie Johnson-Smith, everybody. A musical person, not a musical person. Katie is super talented, though. And in Nerdalog's meeting, she always is pushing us to like do opening numbers for our show. So that much of a musical person has remained in Katie.